Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The fact that the Lord works all things together for good to them who are the called according to his purpose is demonstrated as the spies were sent into Canaan. The Lord provided for the safety of those sent out by Joshua. Now, we don't know what was on these men's minds when they went to the harlot Rahab's house, but we do know that God meant for them to visit that house for their good. As Joseph told his brothers, "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good." It is often true that even the evil intent of our heart can be the means God chooses to preserve his elect. Saul of Tarsus went down the Damascus road, breathing out threatenings and slaughterings against the saints of God. But the Lord brought him down that very road in order to bring him to faith and set him free. What a great benefit he has been to the church of God. We glean from this fact not that sin is good or even excusable. Neither can it be said that the wickedness of man is not reprehensible in the sight of God. Rather, we can rejoice that the purpose of God in the salvation of his elect is going to be accomplished by whatever means he deems necessary, even the life of his only begotten Son. "Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." The Lord used Rahab to preserve the spies, but he used them to bring deliverance to her, that she might be spared. There were no doubt many morally upright women in the town of Jericho, but it was on this harlot that the salvation of the Lord was bestowed. Salvation is not by chance, but is bestowed according to the sovereign mercy of a predestinating God. Do you rejoice in salvation by grace alone? There is no other kind.
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.